With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The deputy leader of the opposition files a private member's motion to mandate redline documentation for legislative changes in the Cayman Islands.
Basically, that means that before I read the bill, it basically says that you have to do a redline draft, which encompasses what you're going to take out. You're going to see what is taken out, what is added, as well as where it fits in the context of the original bill.
MP Kenneth Bryan says this will make it easier for members of the general public to understand legislative changes. The motion cites several reasons for the proposed changes, including the current administration's push for transparency in governance, the need to manually cross-reference documents to, quote, understand the law, and a claim that the, quote, complex changes create an unfair information monopoly.
We think it would be another added bonus in our minds to the participatory component, which allows the public to better understand what we are changing. Because, unfortunately, I do not agree with the minister's comments and finance and committee stage agreement that it's his job to make the technocrats understand it. It's our job to make the people understand it. So therefore, we hope that the government will support it at the next sitting of parliament.
The motion was filed on Wednesday. Another public school secures a good rating from inspectors with the Office of Education Standards. The Cayman Islands Further Education Center caters to learners who do not meet the academic requirement for dual enrollment, giving them an opportunity to continue their education with courses on offer at SciFec, as well as resit some courses to improve their academic qualifications. There were nearly 240 students enrolled during November's inspection between the ages of 16 and 18. 60% of the school week provides in-class instruction, with the remaining given to work placement. This latest good assessment by the OAS team is an improvement over the two back-to-back satisfactory judgments in 2020 and 2022. Going forward, OES has recommended that SciFec raise attainment in CSEC mathematics resits by more effective use of diagnostic testing and, quote, personalized feedback, increasing the proportion of good and excellent teaching, implementing targeted strategies to raise attendance, and improving the quality of learning by completing and making available workshop areas within this upcoming academic year. You can find the full report online at oes.gov.ky. And in other news, K-Musica presents Music at the Library Holiday Edition. Tonight's event includes performances by a harpist, pianist, and vocalist, K-Musica's Marius Gaina.
This month's Music at the Library, it's an enchanting holiday concert blending Christmas classics, an expressive piano solo, and musical theater treasures from Latin America and across the globe.
The show starts at 6 p.m. at the Georgetown Public Library, and admission is free. For more information, head to caymanartsfestival.com. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. A plan to use frozen Russian assets to fund a huge loan for Ukraine is under discussion at a meeting of EU leaders in Brussels. Belgium is under pressure to drop opposition to the proposal. It's worried about reprisals from Moscow, but France and Poland have led calls to hand the money over to boost Ukrainian resistance. Parts of Sudan are without electricity following drone strikes on a power plant in the east. Witnesses say flames and thick smoke were seen rising from the site in eastern Nile State, an area controlled by the army. 11 Nigerian soldiers who'd been detained by the military authorities in Burkina Faso have been released. They are part of a Nigerian Air Force crew whose aircraft made an unscheduled landing in the country last week. A French doctor has been sentenced to life in jail over the poisoning of dozens of his patients. Frédéric Péchet was found guilty of killing 12 people in an alleged attempt to discredit co-workers. Russia's foreign ministry says it hopes the US will not make a fatal mistake with Venezuela, warning it could have unpredictable consequences for the entire Western Hemisphere. It comes after President Trump imposed a blockade on all sanctioned oil tankers entering and leaving Venezuela. That's the latest world news from the BBC.